Hello, this is Pastor Kong Hee. I want to thank you for joining us on our podcast. I pray that you'll be blessed in Christ, encouraged by the Word, and experience an encounter with God. Remember, knowing God and being known by Him is the greatest pursuit of life. Enjoy the message. The 11th statement of the Apostles' Creed is this: I believe in the resurrection of the body. Now the question is, if we are already in heaven with Jesus when we die, why do we still need to be resurrected again? Also, why aren't Lazarus and others who were raised from the dead considered the first resurrected people? Okay, understanding the resurrection is very important because it is one of the six foundation doctrines listed in Hebrews 6 verses 1 and 2. Originally, God did not create man to die. Death is a result of sin. For the wages of sin is death. But more than just the cessation of our natural life, it is a separation of our soul from God. This is the reason the Bible pictures death as an enemy, as something evil, and a frustration to God's original plan. The good news is, for those who believe in Jesus Christ, death has lost its power. By dying on the cross as our penal substitute, Jesus has defeated death and removed its sting. Because our sins are now forgiven, we will no longer be condemned or face the eternal consequences of punishment in hell or the lake of fire, which is the place of eternal separation from God. Now, this will never be the experience of believers. But as the God of history, God does not reverse its course. One day, every consequence of sin will be removed, but that day is not yet. So although the eternal consequences of sin have been dealt with at the cross, there are still temporal consequences for a little while longer, for the rest of the duration of this present evil age. Now this means that we still live in a fallen world, and we will all eventually experience physical death. The victory of Christ on the cross has made death merely a transition, a door that takes us immediately and directly into the presence of the Lord. For this reason, Paul confidently says, "For to me to live is Christ, to die is gain." Why? Because the moment we breathe our last breath, our souls are immediately taken to the presence of God in heaven. Jesus says that in heaven, well, heaven is like a paradise. It is a place of great joy, glory, and blessedness. For the wicked and unrepentant, death is a fearful thing. Because at death, their souls go to Hades, awaiting to be raised again for sentencing at the last judgment in the end of time. They will then enter an endless period of punishment and separation from God. Every one of us will grow old and die and be either cremated or buried at a cemetery. This is one of the harsh realities of life, and we must learn to accept it. For a few years or a few decades, we'll be separated from those whom we love on earth. But death is only the end of life in our physical body. It's not the end of our consciousness. Our soul and spirit live on. In the parable of Lazarus and the rich man, both were in a state of consciousness even after they died. We are not going into a deep sleep only to be awakened at the second coming. No, no, no. We are fully conscious of our continuing existence, of who we are and where we are. Now, what many Christians don't realize is that our material body has a very important place in God's plan and purpose. This body is very important. Our body is the instrument and the means for us to express our personality and will. It is the temple of the Holy Spirit, a repository, a container that holds the presence of God. Without a body, we cannot fully express ourselves, neither on this earth in this present age, nor on the new earth in the age to come. We cannot fully express our love and worship to God, or fully experience the heavenly peace and joy that comes with the presence of the Spirit. Let me explain further. Even as born-again Christians, many of the weaknesses we daily struggle with, like anger outbursts, sexual lust, gluttony for food, drunkenness, substance addiction, depression, laziness, even shyness, and so on, they are all closely linked to our physical constitution. And whether we like it or not, our body patterns our feelings and behavior. This is the reason why the Bible uses the word flesh to describe such weaknesses. Our bodily cravings often stop us from doing the good we want to do. Instead, the evil we don't want to do, we keep on doing it. For us who desire to please the Lord, this is a constant frustration in our daily testimony. We keep doing the wrong things. We keep falling into sin when our flesh is tempted. As such, our nature is not fully integrated in our worship and service. In our mind and heart, we want to love God fully. But in our body, the cravings of the flesh fight us every step of the way, all the days of our lives. Our body is a very important part of being human, which is also a reason why Jesus must be bodily incarnated and be bodily resurrected to save us in our entirety. At His second coming, Christians who had died will experience a glorious re-embodiment, which is called the resurrection of the dead. Believers who are alive will undergo an instant transformation at what is called the rapture. Both groups will be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air in resurrected bodies like Christ, fully spiritual and immortal, never to die again. It will never be sick or grow old or tired or weaken or ache in pain. Most of all, it will no longer struggle with fallen sinful cravings ever again. This new resurrected body will finally and perfectly match our perfected character in Christ. It will finally allow us to express ourselves perfectly throughout all eternity. No more daily struggles with the sinful cravings of the flesh. Hallelujah. The resurrection of the dead is the final step of our salvation. When God completes what He has begun when He first saved us, this is also known as glorification. We can finally come into the fullest loving communion with our Heavenly Father. We can finally be fully transformed into the Christ-likeness of His Son. Being swallowed up by the life of the Holy Spirit, we are at last fully baptized in Him and having Him, having the Spirit without measure. For all these reasons, Christians in the last 2,000 years affirmed and confessed, "I believe in the resurrection of the body." The Bible teaches us that our hope is not fixed on the fact that we go to heaven when we die, but on the fact that God will raise us from the dead to be with Christ forever in our resurrected bodies. Remember, it is a bodily resurrection. It is very different from being raised from the dead like Lazarus, Dorcas, or the daughter of Jairus. None of them were given resurrected bodies, so they all died eventually again. The new resurrected body is supernatural and immortal, just like Jesus's, and one that helps us fully express ourselves and allows us to obey and fulfill God's will and purpose in the world to come. Thank you, and God bless.